Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Good morning and welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Funk Friday live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. We'll be here till 2 o'clock this afternoon. Come by and see us. I know that we can expect some of our Kennesaw regulars will stop by, which is great. But if you're in the area, or even if you're not, you got 3 hours.
Yeah, man.
You're probably not 3 hours from here, right? Maybe you are. But if you aren't, come by and see us. It's a happy hour Friday. It's a Funk Friday. We'll be here till 2. Lots to get into. Good morning to you, Randy. How are
What's
you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, dog. 3 hours until the weekend. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, man. And as I can say, getting ready for a big weekend of ball. Obviously, the Falcons are going down. The Saints play the Rivals. Dogs playing Charlotte.
The 49ers.
Yeah, the 49ers. This is called the 49ers.
I looked it up.
What you look up?
Why they're called the 49ers.
Oh, okay.
Remember I said that was the one thing I was going to do research-wise?
Inquiring minds.
It's not a great story. Like, because, you know, the San Francisco 49ers are named after the Gold Rush.
Correct.
The Charlotte 49ers are named because their school almost closed down in 1949. And then a rich lady in Charlotte bailed them out. And they were like, all right, we got saved. We're going to call ourselves the 49ers now, which is the most Charlotte thing ever.
It's pretty depressing.
They almost shuttered the doors,
yeah.
And they celebrate the fact that it wasn't by calling their team the Charlotte 49ers.
Wow.
Yeah, embracing almost – anyway.
Well –
kind of sucks.
Yeah, that's kind of bad
anyway,
right there. Yeah, and then also, you know.
That's as much as I know about them.
And then Georgia Tech obviously has a big one tomorrow night against Pitt. So, I mean, yeah, it's a big game.
Oh, it's a really big game
for Georgia Tech yesterday. I mean, tomorrow, I'm sorry, hosting Pitt and everything. But, yeah, I mean, it should be a good weekend of
ball. I mean, they win, they go to the ACC championship.
But the statement will be winning the ACC championship.
Sure.
But, I mean, you know, going into the fact that they got this one, then obviously they're hosting, I'm putting the air quotes, Georgia the following week in Mercedes-Benz. Man, this is a big –
Oh, is that a home game for Tech,
yes.
Technically?
Uh-huh.
Okay, got it.
And so you got that going for them. So, yeah, it should be an exciting night over there at the flats and everything. But, yeah, you know, we got keys to the Falcons, and we always do it 120. I just put win the damn game. I give him a key right now.
I know.
Win the damn game. I might come up with something by 120. Just win the damn game.
Yeah.
Just win the damn game, Andy.
I mean, that's all.
Just win the game.
That's all. Like, and look, I'll be honest with you. I've said that going back to the Miami week. You were out leading into that game coming off of the loss to San Francisco. And me and Abe sat here on Friday and did keys the game. I was like, I don't care if it's 3-2. You can't lose to a team like this. And obviously what happened. Like, I feel the same way now, even more so now. Like, you just have to find a way to stop the bleeding.
Yep.
Like, and look, some of the off-the-field bleeding is what it is. Like,
right.
Michael Penix isn't coming back this year, and that's a big story. And you know, obviously there's nothing they can do about that right now. That's something that'll be dealt with in the off season and going forward. For now, like, you got 7 games left.
Yep.
You've lost 5 games in a row.
Yep.
Like, it's clearly sliding in, and not even sliding, I mean, it is landsliding down in the wrong direction. You got to find a way to have some fun, man.
That's it, man. Like, I mean,
you got to find a way to enjoy yourself out there. And the Saints are not good.
No.
And I'm not saying the Falcons are either, because we know they're not. We talk about it every single day. You got to find a way to win this football game.
You got to get some goodness. And I know they're going to play the Saints, but I use my boy Louisiana Bowe's word. You got to get some good Greek in there, man. You got to get that ugliness off of you right now, man. I mean, because it's going to – I mean, if I hate that word, if not now, when. But, I mean, they should be able to move the ball against the Saints. The Saints are not a very dynamic, as everybody's favorite freaking word nowadays, dynamic offense. They got a good player in Alvin Kamara. They got a good young receiver. Got a young quarterback who has talent, but just, you know, he's still a young quarterback. So, and, you know, Kirk has had a whole week of practice. The offense is going to look a lot different because you're going to have more under center things. So hopefully that allows the offense to do some other things, Bunk. But, yeah, I mean, it's Bijan right, Bijan left, and then sprinkle some Tyler in there, and then hit a couple flat passes, and try and see if you can finish the game. Because this is going to come down. We know this. It's going to be a one-possession game in the fourth quarter.
I will be shocked if it's not.
It's going to be a one-possession game in the fourth quarter. We all know how that's going to be.
Well, I won't say shocked.
And it's going to come down.
Because if it's not a one-possession game in the fourth quarter, the Falcons are down by 27.
Yeah, and it's going to come down.
I hope that doesn't happen.
It's going to come down to, can the Falcons make the play? It always has. All their losses have come down to them making a – I don't want to say simple because football is damn hard when you're out there. But to make a simple play,
yep.
A simple throw, a simple catch, a
yep.
simple block, an extra count on a screen, being in your right freaking lane zone coverage,
yeah.
You know, staying in your gap on a run on third – like, it's going to come down to something as simple as that on Sunday for the Falcons.
Yeah, I mean, they only have one loss this year that's just a normal, regular NFL loss. Every other loss they have, they either got blown out by a team who's not good,
yep.
or they did some stuff that you don't do if you're going to win in the NFL. You miss an extra point, you miss a field goal point blank in week one when you had all offseason to deal with it, you whatever. Like, you allow things to happen. Oftentimes, some of that's physical, but it's also mental,
yes.
too. I mean, they lost to the 49ers on the road in a tough place to play against a pretty good team on Sunday. That happens.
Right.
Like that. But other than that, every other loss has been, like, somewhere between embarrassing and infuriating.
Right.
Right? Like, it's probably going to come down to stuff like that on Sunday. Like, mentally.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be able to make the play in the fourth quarter, and unfortunately they haven't. Or
yeah.
or overtime. Or
yeah.
overtime, if it goes to that, which the last two have. It's crazy. I mean, it's crazy to be talking about a team that has been so close so many times. And really only one of those losses has been, yeah, you know what? San Francisco kind of just had a good game plan.
Yeah,
and,
right.
you know, even I know they were without a lot of players that week and all that. And Falcons still, you know, 13-10 in the fourth quarter, had an opportunity to kick a field goal, whatever. But that loss was – that happens every Sunday in the NFL,
right.
that loss.
Right.
All the other losses they have are very specifically unique to this team
yep.
and this franchise. And again, you're not one win over the Saints on Sunday isn't going to erase any of that stuff.
No.
But it's going to feel a hell of a
it's
lot.
It's going to feel a hell of a lot better Monday morning that they beat the Saints. All right, then the fact that they lost to the Saints, definitely. And so, you know, you don't have to play perfect, but you got to play better than you played, and more than that. You know what? You got to play. You got to finish better than you have because you played well enough to win all these damn games
absolutely.
That we talked about.
That's what's so frustrating.
Yeah, and so you got to just play and be able to get it. Hell, don't even make it a one-possession game. Just jump on their ass.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, and they've played up and down to their competition so often this year. Like, it's not going to surprise me at all if this is a close one in the fourth quarter. But if they play the type of football that they've played against the Patriots, who are a good team,
yes.
the Colts, who are a good team,
yes.
like, they've played some pretty good ball against pretty good teams over the last couple of weeks, the Panthers aren't particularly good, but they're 6-5, so who am I to judge?
Exactly.
If they play the way they played against good teams, they should be able to beat New Orleans by 10.
Yeah,
but
should be.
We also know that they play to the level of their competition,
yep.
so it's going to be a close game, likely.
Yeah,
so.
Man. Yeah, and that's the weird thing about it. You know, first of all, it's in a weird ass time slot, which is like, really?
Yeah.
I know I saw.
Did they think that it was going to be something?
I don't know, Bunk, because I know I saw yesterday a couple games, they're starting to start flexing games already, the NFL.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure it's too late to flex this one, but I mean.
Too late now.
Yeah.
Although Fox would love to.
Hell yeah. Can we get a reprieve?
Fox is so mad that they don't get to have the Atlanta market for the Cowboys Eagles game.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's probably a lot of people that live here that are mad that that game won't be on TV either.
Yeah, you got to go to a bar to watch it.
Hey, Abe will be at $3 Cafe in McDonough.
They got multiple TVs there?
They will have multiple games on. Okay. Obviously, they'll have the Falcons game on.
Okay, I'm about to say,
it's a Falcons watch party. It's a Falcons watch party, but I promise you, $3 Cafe doesn't care why you come.
Yeah.
If you come and buy some wings and beers and you're there, doesn't matter why you're there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, go watch a Falcons game, and then the other games will be on the other TVs.
Yeah.
You know?
Damn it, Andy.
What?
This Falcon watch party. Falcon White Party. And the Chillers are going to be at two, right, Abe? And Freddie the Falcon going to be there?
Yeah.
There you go, man. That's going to be a lively party.
As long as they're there.
The thing about it is, it's going to be there because it's the freaking Saints.
Oh, yeah.
And that's going to be the thing. Also, it's the freaking Saints.
And I'll say this, too. I'll take it one step further than that. All the watch parties I've ever hosted have all been very fun.
Yes.
None are better attended than the ones that are on the South
side.
Every single time.
Yes.
I did the Falcons-Buccaneers game 2 years ago at that very $3 cafe in McDonough, and I couldn't make it to the table that we were set up at in the back corner for 45 minutes because every single table that was there along the way were diehard 92.9 The Game listeners.
It's going to be crazy.
And everybody asked me the same question. Same thing they'll probably ask Abe on Sunday. What the hell's wrong with the damn Falcons?
Yeah, man.
And that was 2 years ago.
Yeah,
and my answer was the same. I don't know.
Yeah, dog. And it should be a great turnout. But
I wish I knew.
Especially. Going to be the Saints. And I mean, more than anything, and we heard the clip from Ra earlier this week, and it's been, and I had a lot of fun, especially when we first started our show together. And I was like, rivalry? What the hell is a rivalry with the Saints and the Falcons? I said, is it more the fans?
Yeah.
Or is it the actual players on the field and everybody?
I think most rivalries are mostly fans.
I was like, that's fine, man. You know, and I hope I see the video of Falcon fans strolling down Canal Street, getting their boogie on and all that stuff. And
you don't have to fight, though. You don't have to get any fights.
You know, I mean, why?
No need.
Don't let this team have you getting, like.
Don't get locked up for this
team. You know what I mean? Don't be face down in the sewer. Don't get up smelling like Canal Street. You know what I'm saying? Because you done ran up on the wrong duty, and you done got your – and you got on a damn Michael Vick jersey, and you done got your head dropped. All right? No, don't do that.
Falcons are 3-8 after Sunday, and you smell like Canal Street?
You smell like damn Canal.
Don't do that.
You smell like Canal Street because you done got the tussling to knock your ass out. Yeah, man, don't do that.
I would say even if they were 7-3, don't get put in jail for them.
Yeah,
but
man.
Definitely don't do it at this point.
Yeah,
if you're going to New Orleans, behave yourself. Have a good time. If you're going to the $3 cafe in McDonough, behave yourself there as well. We're just happy you're with us on a Frunk Friday. That's what makes us happy. First hour of the show is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll come back and tell you what's trending, all the other fun stuff that's going on this weekend. Hawks played the Spurs last night, defense optional. 135, 126 with plenty of star players not playing in the game.
Can we get to a point where they don't have to always come back?
Yeah, I know. You don't have to go
you
down
don't have
20.
You don't have to go down 20.
You don't get bonus points for coming back. All right, we'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Said. I mean, that's there's no secret there. A bunch of people you respect.
Sure.
You know, obviously, just based on everything they've done, done a nice job with the new coaching staff. They've been able to go out there and really build things the right way and get guys going on. And, you know, the young quarterback is playing well or getting better, I should say, and that's a big process of it as well. The defense got some savvy vets on it that's been out there, and they've been coached by Brandon Staley, so we know that defense well, and some of the people over there coaching that defense got respect for those guys. They're going to come in and want to play. We're going to go there, and we got to play. And we don't like them, and it's no secret.
That's Raheem talking about the Saints, saying some nice stuff about them, but then at the end having to make sure everybody understands. Rivalry,
dude, they
not
had,
fans.
They had the funniest clip when I was last night with the Arthur Smith last game.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. He should have punched Coach Allen in the face.
Should have.
Yeah, should
have
punched him.
That would have been fine.
That would have been
fine. I think people would have understood.
Even though that wasn't his fault. It was Jameis going
right.
on
the road. Dennis Allen didn't call the play.
Yeah, he didn't call the play.
It was also that's a great example.
Arthur Smith walk.
Oh, he was furious.
Dude, he was freaking hot.
I think he probably – well, he maybe didn't know but had a pretty good idea that was going to be it anyway.
Yeah, man.
And then for that sort of level of disrespect at the end of the game.
He was hot.
Yes, I get why he would be.
Yeah, man.
The young quarterback thing, like, he played okay against Carolina the last time out. They're coming off a bye, too, which is good for the Saints. But he's only made 3 starts.
Yes.
And he was pretty bad in the first 2.
And they're trying – the thing with them is they're trying to decide if he's their guy because they're going to have a top pick.
Exactly.
And if you – the more and more you listen on this this quarterback class is coming in, it ain't as good as everybody thought it was before the season.
People are really kind of backing off what they thought.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, like, just thinking about – who would come out, who would stay, and all that kind of stuff. I don't know. Who's the number one guy right now?
I don't
Fernando
know.
Mendoza?
Yeah.
And not to be disrespectful, but like, you know.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying, man. But, I mean, that's what we were just, mentioning in the last segment. I mean, if anything, you know, obviously it's always good to win football games, but it does mean double extra in Atlanta when you beat the Saints, just like the same way it does when the Saints beat the Falcons. And they're both – was it wallowing in misery right now?
But that's a good way to put it.
But like how my boy Bo said it yesterday, they expected it.
Yeah, expectations have a lot to do with your reality as a fan.
Yeah,
and we didn't expect the Falcons to be 3-7.
Damn sure did.
Neither one of us sat here and thought they were going to be like the best team in the NFC or anything, or even honestly, when we got to the start of the season, didn't even really expect them to win the division,
be competitive for the division,
and maybe get in as a wild card or maybe win the NFC South. But it's been certainly worse than anticipated. Yeah, the Saints knew what it was.
Yeah,
new coach, second round quarterback, a lot of roster turnover. They're rebuilding.
Yes.
This is year one of a rebuild.
Yes.
Now I guess,
and they're gonna go a couple more years because they're after this year. Talking about the Saints, a lot of those older players are gonna be gone.
Yeah. They're gonna have to because we talked about it for years. All the kicking the can down the road and figuring out the cap and all that.
Yes.
Like they're gonna have to be paying for this for a couple of years with all the contract stuff that they did. But that's where they're at. that doesn't matter when they kick the ball off on Sunday.
Don't mean a damn thing.
Because if they, with all that, if they still beat the Falcons, Saints fans are going to be very happy.
Yes. Very, very, very happy.
Insufferably happy for Falcons fans. For Falcons fans, you're just looking for a Sunday to not be furious.
That's it. You want to go to bed.
Go to bed Sunday night.
Go to bed happy.
Not mad at your football team.
Yes, and you're not sitting there, damn it, I can't wait. When the hell is Bo? It's me, Dexter in Lawrenceville. I need to talk to Andy and Rainey about these damn Falcons. All right,
no, the M's back, isn't
it? Yeah, man. Oh, dog.
It's back.
Oh yeah, they are all the way Falcons.
Yeah, them, the damn Falcons.
The damn Falcons. They let us down a damn game. But that's what I mean. More, if anything, do it for your damn fans, man. Do it for them people that's go. First of all, them people that's gonna be down there in New Orleans. All right, for them folks, I hate New Orleans Airport. All right, I despise that airport. At the concourse, when you're jumping on Delta to come back to Atlanta, well, your Falcons get proud. You know what I mean? Don't get back after the game and go to the bathroom and have to take your Falcons sweater off. Let's have some fun with it, man. Because I mean, it's been a long, rough year, man, up here in Atlanta, man. And I mean, but yet you can still give somebody something to smile about. They are better than the Saints, I think.
I think so.
I think now it's going to be tough sled because you do have your backup quarterback.
So.
You don't have your
wide receiver.
You don't have no receiver. Yeah. So, I mean, who's going to be that guy to step up in that damn room? Yeah. Can the damn tight end, can he do something? Can he do what I think physically he has the ability to do? Can he go out there and do that and be a factor? I mean, Bijan, he's going to have to be in an ice tub all day Monday and Tuesday if it was me. Like,
yeah.
35 touches.
Give him the football.
Yeah, 35 touches, man.
Give him the football.
Because
over and over again.
Yeah, because, I mean, you just don't have that playmaking ability outside of him.
Just go back and look at what you did in the first half against the Panthers last week with him, and then do that every half the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Just give him the ball.
Yeah.
I don't know how you get away from it. I don't understand how that happens every single Sunday. But just do what you did in the first half against Carolina with Bijan. They probably would have won that game if they would have done that with him in the second half. All right, here's Brent Key. They've got a huge game tomorrow night at home. He's talking about playing in front of the Georgia Tech fans.
And it's not going to kind of be full. It's not going to maybe be full. Bobby Dodd Stadium is going to be rocking on Saturday night from 7 to about 10:30 at night. It is the greatest venue in the country to be able to play a night game here at Bobby Dodd. And I cannot wait to see the people in the stadium and how loud they'll be. We're going to need them all and have that 12-man advantage.
Yeah. Having that game at home at night for sure. Just a really going to be a great atmosphere. It is officially sold out. Pittsburgh's a good football team. Georgia Tech obviously is too, 16th in the country right now, 9-1, 6-1 in the ACC. They win this game, they go to the ACC championship game, and clearly a chance to go to the college football playoff. They've been leaking oil lately, though.
Yeah, man.
Obviously, they gave up 50 to NC State or 48 to NC State. Last week they took all 60 minutes against a real bad Boston College team, and they gave up a ton of yards against that offense. They got to tighten up tomorrow.
Defense got to get some stops tomorrow, Andy. I mean, we know this, we have fun with it, but, you know, Pitt said that it wasn't a must win. They need to win all their ACC games.
So they'll be up for this one.
I mean, they Notre Dame kicked their ass. I'm talking about from the opening
kick. Yes, they did.
Kick just beat the hell, beat Pitt up and down the damn field. We know this. This is going to be another 60-minute game. And Georgia Tech, I mean, Haynes King is going to do what Haynes King does. We understand that. Somebody on that defense got to make a play. They've got to find a way to steal some possessions from Pitt and allow, you know, Haynes to do what he does, because this guy's a one-man wrecking crew that is just, again, if he's not in the Heisman conversation, I don't know what is. But, yeah, they can't allow – this defense can't allow Pitt to get going. Yeah. They can.
Yep.
They can.
Yep. And, again, they have. Like, that's been their –
I know
been,
Pitt has one that they – before
been their flaw
before
the
Notre Dame
weeks.
Before the Notre Dame game, had one of the top rushing defenses in America. Well,
yeah. Notre Dame will kind of do that to teams with that Jeremiah Love guy and some of the talent that they have on that offensive line. I think Georgia Tech can pretty well run on most teams as well, and obviously they're going to have to do that. But, yeah, man, I don't know. Biggest game in Georgia Tech's program since. I don't have the history for that, but it's obviously a really big one.
Hell, yeah, man. With the opportunity to go to your conference championship game, that's one.
You control your own destiny to go to college football playoff.
And that was going to be the next thing.
At this point of the season, I mean, it's November 21st.
Yes.
You haven't been able to say that in the college football playoff era about Georgia Tech.
And so you're going to have an opportunity to do something that's, you know, you know, that signifies where Brent Key has this team. That's one. And then you're going to feel good, and then you got your hated rivals coming in freaking town next week. You want to talk about just an energy surge for a school that's people have been overlooked and talked about and left for – not obviously left for dead, but just forgot about, really forgot about. And Brent Key has put them in a position. They win tomorrow. They're in the ACC championship game, and then you got an opportunity to beat your damn rival. And
God, I mean, if you would have told Tech fans at the beginning of the year, when you played Georgia at Mercedes-Benz, you'll be in the ACC championship game no matter what.
Yes.
And you're 10-1.
Yes.
Or sorry, 9-1.
Yes.
Goodness gracious.
Because there's a possibility that Georgia won't be in their damn conference championship game.
They'd be 10-1.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah.
Now, Georgia, what they could do. They went 7-1 in conference, and the one loss was by a field goal to Alabama.
Yes.
And I think if they played that game again right now, Georgia probably beats Alabama.
Yes.
Maybe they'll get a chance to. Maybe they'll get a chance to at some point this season. Georgia's got Charlotte tomorrow. We'll get Roddy Nabalsi in here.
Man.
You got to watch out for
watch
Charlotte.
It, man.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That one win they have was, I think, indicative of who they are.
It's impressive.
Yeah, it was.
It was an impressive
win. You don't just welcome Monmouth into your home stadium and beat them by 7 easily.
That's who they beat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Monmouth.
Where's Monmouth?
I don't know. At home by 7. That's their only win.
Yeah. Yeah.
They aren't good. But they get to play at Sanford Stadium.
Yeah,
that'll
man.
Be cool.
Yeah, man. Senior night. I mean, this is one of the winning.
Well, it'll be really cool for Georgia. Yeah.
Yeah, this is one of the winningest classes ever at Georgia.
Oh, sure,
might be the winningest class.
Yeah, if you're a fifth-year senior.
Yeah, like Cash Jones in the news?
Cash Jones has lost, what, 4 games?
I don't know. Like, I was there last year when Cash came out with his mom and them. I'm so curious because I'm going to take the family up. We're going to go up tomorrow if he coming out again. You get 2 senior walks.
Sure.
Why not?
In this era? Extra year of eligibility.
Why not?
Extra senior night. Why not?
Get
out there.
Don't get freaking hurt.
Yeah, that's it. Don't get hurt. We'll get Roddy Nabalsi in here next.
I gotta read something.
I just want to mention that the Hawks lost to the Spurs last night, 135-126.
You don't have to battle back.
Nikhil Alexander Walker scored 38.
Man. No.
But yeah, nobody played any defense. Spurs are good, even without Wemby.
Don't forget, you can always listen to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on the Odyssey, iHeart Radio, and TuneIn apps. It's free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
This hour brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Roddy Nabalsi joins us next from UGASports.com every Friday before the Georgia football game during the football season, so don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tempted to break dance, aren't you?
There's, oh, dude, you know I was talking. There's nothing better than listening these two dudes bebop with. Nothing better.
What's up, y'all? 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy. Happy Hour Friday, Funk Friday as well, live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Shout out to Brad for coming through. We hadn't seen Brad in a little while.
Man, Brandon,
he made up for it.
He always bringing gifts. Brandon knocked off just like he knocked off a damn a memorabilia store, man.
Yeah,
but
man.
Brad, good people, man. He always brings stuff for the boys and your kids too.
Yeah,
which
man.
Is freaking awesome.
That's a Christmas gift for Jack now. So okay. We're good. Thomas the Train Engine. I got a 12-pack of Titleist Pro V's. He heard me say I like those earlier. And a bottle of Mitchers. So we're good.
We're
taken care of,
drunk
man.
And spoiled.
Yeah, we're good to go. I'll use some of these on Monday at the Brown Grass Classic when we're up there playing golf. Roddy Nabalsi joins us on Fridays at this time from UGASports.com, talking Georgia football, obviously coming off of a very impressive performance against Texas. How are you, Roddy?
Rod, what up?
Doing fine. Just have to go back to a little DJ Cool. Let me clear my throat. I want to be very clear and enunciate this properly. Put Gunnar Stockton in New York for the Heisman Trophy ceremony. Put the man in New York. Fly him up. Get him a jet, whatever it takes. The kid deserves it. We went from having Paul Feinbaum saying, I don't even know if he's the best quarterback on Georgia's team or whatever Paul said back in the spring, to Gunnar Stockton being responsible for 5 touchdowns against Texas with only 5 incompletions, 83% completion rate against the number 10 team of the nation. That he's putting up, we said it before, Gunnar Stockton won't put up gaudy numbers, which is why he won't get any Heisman love. But now he's putting up gaudy numbers, so invite the man to New York. That's it. I'm done. I'll see you guys later.
All right, thanks, Rod. Talk to you next week. What part of that surprises you? Because obviously, like, the talk around the country, they don't know. They're saying stuff to try to get clicks, and if you're right, you're right. If you're wrong, you're wrong. But you know, you've seen this guy for a long time, and you see how his teammates feel about him. What part of what he's done this season has been surprising to you?
Well, Gavin, you remember after, like, the first 2 weeks, the pundits were actually wondering if he could throw the ball downfield. I mean, that was after Marshall and Austin Peay. They're like, they only throw screens, and he doesn't see wide-open receivers. And I'm like, wait, but he has in the past. How has he regressed? What's wrong with him that he's not doing what he's done in the past? But then you saw him again, you know, Auburn, he comes along, Florida, he gets better. Just week to week, he has gotten more comfortable in that offense. And to be fair, the first 6 weeks of the season, he had 6 different offensive lines. We saw some bad experiments at tackle that would give anybody happy feet or just, you know, a nervous feeling in your gut knowing that some defensive end is about to come take your head off. So I could see why he would tuck and run instead of standing in the pocket looking downfield, waiting for somebody to get open. But just the development and the comfortableness with which he is now running that offense, using all his tools, and give credit to the offensive line and the tight ends. The first couple weeks of the season, the tight ends were not good. I was on here and I said, you have average tight ends at best. You have average SEC tight ends. But then all of a sudden, they started blocking and catching. Remember, there were a lot of drops early on. They started catching the ball, making huge blocks. All of a sudden, he's got Ernest Green and Monroe Freeling back, Juan Gaston. He's got time. He's got big open spots, and the run game comes on. So he's just back there doing dealer's choice. He's like, do I want to hand the ball off to Nate Frazier for 8 yards, or do I want to throw it to Lawson Lucky for 15? I'm going to throw this little screen to Zachariah Branch and pick up 17 yards that way, or am I just going to keep it and run it for 11? It's just he's dealing from a spot of power. He's dropping the ball wherever he wants it to go, and that mastery of the offense that he's had with all the tools around him he looks completely different than he did against Marshall or Austin Peay, or even he had that huge kind of moment at Tennessee. But remember, they were trailing in that game. They needed Tennessee to miss a field goal. He had that great throw to Humphreys for the TD. But now he looks like a completely different guy, and each week he looks better. And I just hope they don't leave him in there too long against Charlotte this week.
But what was the biggest surprise to you last weekend, Rod?
The biggest surprise was Georgia's marching on that Tennessee defense. I gave them a lot. And that Tennessee defense is good. But Georgia was able to absolutely destroy them, get them out of position. Georgia winning from formations. It's not like they had, you know, Herculean efforts by certain guys. They just caught Texas completely unawares sometimes by formation and said, okay, well, like that fourth down call where you go heavy right, you move Monroe Freeling, you got three tackles to the right side. You fake the handoff to Josh McCray, which makes the Will linebacker bite that way. And then all of a sudden you roll out and you toss it to Chauncey Bowens. Everybody knew it was a run because you had Josh McCray and Chauncey Bowens in there, guys you don't throw to. And so no one follows Chauncey Bowens into the flat, and they toss him a little pass, and it's a great fourth down call. So just out-coaching Texas top to bottom, formations, the defense holding the 10. In other words, I can't answer your question because everything about that game surprised me. I was blown away by everything. I'm like, wait a minute, you're going to hold this team to 10? Your secondary's terrible. But, hey, they only scored on a short field. So I was very impressed with the fact that they got to Arch Manning three times and sacked him. They knocked down passes. The secondary held up. So offensively or defensively, that was just a that was a belt-to-butt moment from top to bottom.
Roddy Nabalsi joins us Fridays at this time from UGASports.com talking Georgia football. I always, when you play the song coming into the segment that you pick, I always try to think of what exactly you're meaning. I was thinking maybe you were talking about Kirby's comments after the game because he cleared his throat on that one as well. What did you make about what he had to say about NIL and physicality and all that stuff?
Two viral moments. I'm actually writing my 3-2-1 column, which is where we do three observations, two questions, and one prediction. One of my observations is the way folks have changed on Kirby Smart. Remember after the Auburn game, everybody's making fun of him for his timeout call, and his he's trying to point out that the guys are clapping, and he's making the timeout signal, and everybody's giving him hell, and everybody's saying that Kirby Smart, the game has passed Kirby Smart by. He's a guy who's, you know, getting lucky calls from the refs and doing this fake timeout call. He can't stack talent like he used to. So therefore, the Nick Saban era of having the most talent is no longer possible in the NIL era. And therefore, the game's passed Kirby by. This week, everyone's calling him the best coach in America. Not one of the best coaches, not among the best coaches in America, but the best coach in America. And a lot of it had to do with his you know, the calls he made in that Texas game. But yes, the post-game comments where he said, look, we're looking for guys who are physical. And if guys don't want to be physical, they can pound sand. You know, we'll let them hit the road. And that went ultra-viral. Then I asked him a question about that Monday. I said, Kirby, how do you balance making these guys be super physical with guys who don't want to practice that way? And he's lost a lot of players to it. And we know behind the scenes, I can name five or six kids who left because they said, this practice is too hard. I don't have to work this hard. I don't want to get hit this much. I'm going to leave. I'm going to go to Arkansas. I'm going to go to Syracuse. I'm going to go to wherever. And I said, Kirby, how do you balance that? And he came out and said, look, we like to schedule those guys because we know wherever they go, they're soft, and we want to take them on. And now all of a sudden you got people making T-shirts out of Kirby Smart's comments because he's just he's got everyone's respect back because he shows, yes, he can develop, he can coach. And even in the NIL era where everybody is a potential mercenary, he has guys buying in, putting their bodies on the line. If you look at some of the blitz pickups these guys have where they're diving in front of rushing linebackers and defensive ends to keep Gunnar Stockton on his feet, you know, he's like, look, Nate Frazier, you're not that big, but you're diving in front of guys. So it's just he's got a lot of respect after the game, mainly for those comments. And it's not just coach speak, guys. He backed it up because when you saw how physical Georgia's players were versus Texas's, you could see the difference on the field. So he wasn't just saying, every coach says we want to be physical. Kirby Smart backs it up with his players.
What's going on with the injury? I know CJ went down in the game. Is there any update as far as where he is, you know, going forward?
Well, the first thing we heard was that he tore a meniscus and would be out 4 weeks. We're like, oh, but that's not good. But then we looked into it further, and apparently that's not true. He's not going to play this weekend. He wants to be back, but well, he'd want to play. He wants to play this week, but he's not. He should be back for the Tech game, but that's kind of up in the air. They need to see how his knee progresses from there. But it's not nearly as bad as we initially had heard, so that's good news. I don't think we'll see Chauncey Bowens either. He had, you know, kind of a little contusion there. And you don't need him. Charlotte is just a god-awful team. This is a, you know.
Running clock in a second-half game?
Yeah, exactly. You know, if they could actually quit at halftime, I think they would. And that's not to be mean to Charlotte. They're just outclassed, and Georgia's hitting on all cylinders right now. So I think if anybody has even an ingrown toenail, you don't play them this week because you need to be successful or you need to be ready for next week. And hey, let's shout out the fact that Texas was completely healthy. They had a bye week. They had nobody on the unavailability report, and Georgia still push their heads in the sand.
Got to ask you about this. I think it's obligatory at this point. What do you think happens with Lane Kiffin?
Honestly, I think he winds up staying at Ole Miss. They're supposed to have a meeting this Friday. I think they're going to come to him with everything possible. I don't see what the appeal of going to LSU or Florida is going to be. I think he can do everything he wants to do at Ole Miss. My only hesitation is he could have come out and stated this much earlier that, hey, I'm staying. They could have announced a huge signing deal, contract, all that stuff. The fact that he hasn't makes me a little hesitant, but I just think that you're in a perfect situation here. If you go to Florida, the pressure is 10 times as much. Go to LSU, you have 47 different cooks in the kitchen. He seems like a smart guy. Why would you go from being a demigod at Ole Miss to being unrealistic expectations at Florida and LSU? So you can do everything you want to do at Florida. They're going to give him the exact same money. They're going to give him the huge NIL package. And if I was him, I would stay there.
I would too. Thank you, Roddy. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you, my boy.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
Roddy Nabalsi there, UGASports.com, every Friday getting ready for the upcoming Georgia game. And obviously with Charlotte tomorrow, we look back a lot on Texas and kind of start getting a little bit ready for Georgia Tech next week as well. I thought it was interesting he was talking about, I guess I just, you know, not being a diehard Georgia fan, maybe. I'm not in the, like, live and die with every single result.
Right.
People were thinking that Kirby was being passed by the era. Who are these people?
I don't know.
Who did they think was the best coach?
I don't know, man. I think a lot of times, you know, whenever you are so dominant and you're not as dominant as you were before, you look at it from a standpoint of that. No, it's a talent, and everybody's gotten better.
Yeah.
I'm not naive to know what was Georgia's strength. Their strength was their depth.
Right.
And they're players, and you were able to roll in guys over and over again. But the thing about it is the strategy is still the strategy.
Yeah.
The coaching is still the coaching.
Well, and also
the results are still the
results.
That's
my thing.
When you get on top of the mountain, when you get to the mountaintop,
yeah,
everybody expects you to do it every single time. And when you don't, what's wrong with Georgia? There's nothing wrong with Georgia. There is nothing wrong with Georgia.
So just taking the seasons since the national championship season – they've lost 4 games?
Yes, and it's very disappointing.
In 3 seasons? and they've all been to either, like, Alabama or, like, Ole Miss is one of their best years ever last year or, in the playoff last year to Notre Dame who went to the national championship game without your starting quarterback.
Yes.
Like, I'm not defending or making excuses or anything like that, but from my perspective, pretty clearly – one of the best programs in the nation, and I think in this new era to be able to do it year after year is as impressive as what they were doing 5 years ago when they were beating the brakes off every
year. Yeah, man. I mean,
you're not going to do that. Teams aren't going to go back to Ohio State and go back to back this
year.
But who knows? Who knows? There's still a lot of football left to be played, and they have to play the best teams that they will play are still in front of them. I don't know. It seems pretty clear that the things that have always mattered in football, even in this era where there's going to be more transferring and there's going to be new rosters every year and all that kind of stuff, it's still football. You still have to go out there and be tougher.
But I think that's what we always talk about when we mention can't wait till Saturday. Because all that NIL, all that other crap – doesn't matter. The game's going on.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, we still love the college football game.
Yeah.
All that stuff around it.
And it's still just as hard to win as it always was.
Yes.
And you still have to do the things to win that you always had to do.
Yes.
He seems like the best at coaching it. Now, there's some other good coaches, too. I'm not trying to say that there aren't.
He's pretty damn excellent, Andy.
I don't know. I didn't know people had turned on him after Auburn.
He's pretty damn excellent.
By the way, they won that game.
Yeah, we did.
So,
yeah.
All right. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Back in a little bit about what the Falcons need to do on the on Sunday against the Saints. Obviously, at 1:20, we'll give you our keys to a Falcons victory. We'll talk about all the other big games this weekend in the National Football League as well. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.